is, darling, but is it art?
Connor Bowden is the writer and producer of the upcoming feature film Home Sweet Home, which explores the absurdity of renting in present-day New Zealand. Beth caught up with Connor about Home Sweet Home and the experience of writing a feature film. Here is that interview.
What is Home Sweet Home about?
So Home Sweet Home, it's a silent feature film about the absurdity of renting in present-day New Zealand. It's black and white, it takes the aesthetic of the 1920s and it puts it onto the 2020s today, 100 years later, to kind of suggest that housing laws, our housing approach, it's very capitalist and very dated. It is an absurd comedy that is intended to be cathartic for renters who have really been through it, and also make landlords, property investors consider fairness, because that's ultimately what I'm going for, is trying to encourage a fair system. And I'm in it. I play like a Buster Keaton character. Mm-hmm. It's all shot on my iPhone. So it's a big undertaking, but very fun.
You've kind of spoken on it a little, but what prompted you to write this short film?
Well, it's actually a feature film. I've been a renter for 11 years now in Auckland, and over the years, obviously, there's been a lot of changes to housing and the difficulties of finding a flat and all that sort of stuff. About 3 years ago, I had a situation where I moved between four different flats in the space of a year.
Mm.
And it was really, really stressful. My whole year was thinking about where's my next flat, landlords kicking us out because they're selling, moving to a next place, but the rent's going up and someone else is leaving, so then I moved to another place. And it was such a big thing. Like, my whole year was just thinking about flatting. And I just felt like a silent film character where every time they try something or try to get ahead, they get like a pie in the face. A comedy bit. And it just all felt so absurd. And I had this moment where I was on the edge of a fifth move, and I just thought, this is so absurd, and I just have to find a way to laugh at this, because I'll cry.
Yeah.
So that's where the film came from. And actually what it's meant is now I am still, my whole life is just flatting and renting and thinking about flatting and renting, but I just really wanted to articulate this absurdity and this David and Goliath situation, which feels very silent film-esque, of like, you know, the powerful system versus the everyday person. And yeah, so that's what encouraged the film.
Do you have much experience with writing film, or is this your first kind of feature film?
So I've been making short films. I was at film school about 12 years ago, and I've been making short films for about 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also a film editor, so, you know, I've been in the film industry for a long time. But over the last 5 years, I've realized that funding's hard. Getting funding bodies to fund your work is a long, long road. And so I've just switched from approaching funding bodies to making films on my iPhone and getting straight to the making of the film, hence why I'm also the lead in the film.
Mm.
I don't think any actor would spend 3 years acting in a film where they can't cut their hair. But yeah, so there's a lot of experience there. But this is my first feature film. It's the first long form, you know, 80-minute movie, and it's a story I'm passionate about.
Yeah, awesome. Talk me through the process a little, or your process of writing and producing a feature film. Are you working with other people to create this film?
Yes. So right now I've got Sports Team. They're my associate producers and great friends. And they're also low budget filmmakers. They've got a feature that they're currently finishing. But for the most part, since it's on my iPhone and it's filmed in my flat, I have been filming majority on my own, which is a very slow process. So I'm basically now in the final year of finishing the film, bringing in other actors, bringing in other crew, to get this film finished. It's very loose. We make it. It's sort of improvised. Also being silent, a silent film, I can literally rewrite the script in the edit.
Yeah.
So it all feels very free, and definitely as the years have progressed, and especially with No Cause Evictions coming back in this year, those things have influenced the story and it's made the film more relevant. So the flexibility has meant I can move to the current times, which are not good for renters at the moment.
Not great for renters out there. You've been working on this film for 3 years. When do you hope to have it out in the world?
Well, currently I'm running a boosted crowdfunding campaign to raise $15,000 to fund the finishing of the film. That goes towards paying everyone in the film a living wage to complete the last 8 days of shoot.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this done quickly because election year is next year, and I want this film to go on the road like an old silent film with a musician playing piano, a sort of like almost like a traveling circus, and tour centres around Aotearoa, whether that is in community halls or in cinemas or even like the back of someone's paddock.
Mm.
The goal is, in the lead up to the election year, remind people we renters are a massive group in the country, and we are across many demographics, and the situation of renting is now, we're just renting forever at this point, and I think to put a face and an experience to renting.
That was Connor Bowden speaking to Beth about Home Sweet Home, his feature film in the making about renting in Aotearoa.